Now I know you've been standing for a while. I know.
我知道大家已经站了一段时间。
So I'll just give you one verse.
所以我们只有一节经文。
One verse.
一节经文。
One verse.
一节经文。
Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书。
Habakkuk sounds like a Korean dish, right? Okay, sorry. A Korean friend told me this. So.
啊，一个韩国朋友跟我说哈巴谷书。
Okay. Chapter 1, verse 5.
第一章，第五节。
Look at the nations and watch, and be utterly amazed. For I'm going to do something in your days that you would not believe, even if you were told. Wow. Wow.
耶和华说，你们环顾列国，仔细查看，必惊奇不已。因为我要在你们的时代行一件事，即使你们听说了，也不会相信。
I'm going to share with you something today that I shared with our staff a few months ago.
我想要跟你们分享一个我在几个月前跟我们的同工一起分享的。
We have something called staff events that we do together every year.
因为我们每年有一个 staff events,
where we recall what God has done in the past and we look forward to what's next.
我们一起回顾神在一年当中在我们当中所做的，并且往前看。
And this is what I share with them.
而我这就是我分享的内容。
And I think it's not just full-time staff that's building the church, right?
因为不只是我们的全职同工在建造我们的教会。
It's people like you.
是你。
It's people like you.
就是你。
It's people like you, Hope Nation.
就像 Hope Nation.
And so many of you are serving together with us. Thank you.
好多人，你们一跟我们一同服侍。
So today I want to share with you, I want to speak to you from the topic.
今天我们的讲道主题是
Stay amazed.
令我惊奇不已的你。
Amazed.
令我惊奇不已的你。
Stay amazed.
令我惊奇不已的你。
God, we thank you.
神，我们谢谢你。
For this moment together.
为着现在可以一同敬拜。
We are amazed.
我们感到惊奇。
At who you are.
是因为你是谁。
We are amazed.
我们惊奇。
At what you are doing.
是你在做的事。
And we're amazed.
我们惊奇。
At what you're about to do.
是你接下来要做的事。
We honor you this moment.
所以我们尊荣你在这时。
We honor your word.
我们尊荣你的话语。
We receive your word.
我们领受你的话语。
With gladness in our hearts.
开心的领受你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
All God's people said.
所有神的百姓一起说。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, grab a seat.
请坐。
Not too long ago.
那
我的，我现在英文越来越，我现在超级喜欢用中文讲到，我真的，在几个月前
，So a couple months ago，
我去坐飞机，我去到机场
，I was on the airplane， I was at the airport，
and and I got to the airport， and
我抵达了机场之后
，and I realized，
我就发现
that the flight was delayed，
班机延误了
，and it was delayed。For 30 minutes.
而且延误了三十分钟。
Now I got a little bit irritated.
然后我心里面就有点烦躁。
Because there was a meeting that I need to attend to when I get to the place where I'm going to.
因为我抵达了之后呢，我就要去参加一个会议。
And so I thought I'm going to be delayed 30 minutes.
然后就想说啊，我会迟到三十分钟哎。
So there I am sitting in the waiting area, and I'm like, oh man, it's going to be delayed for 30 minutes.
在那边候机室就啊，要迟到三十分钟。
And then all of a sudden, I thought to myself.
然后我就对我自己想
How ridiculous am I being right now?
我真的很夸张耶
I'm going to be in Singapore in 4 hours and 30 minutes.
我4个小时30分钟就可以抵达到新加坡
And now because I'm delayed, it's going to be 5 hours.
然后现在因为延误了5个小时才能到
But still 5 hours.
但也才是5个小时
This journey...Would have taken my ancestors 2 weeks on a boat to get there, and I'm going to be there in 5 hours, and I'm complaining.
我们的祖先他可能要搭船大概两周才能够到，结果我花五个小时，我在那边抱怨了。
I could have 永和豆浆 for breakfast and laksa for lunch on the same day.
早餐吃永和豆浆 Taiwanese breakfast， 然后之后中午就可以吃新加坡 laksa.
My ancestors couldn't do that.
我的祖先他们没有办法这样做到。
Have you ever like sometimes I sit on the airplane right and I'm always amazed at how nobody looks outside the window.
有时候我坐在飞机上，我就吓到大家怎么都不往窗外看。
Because like This view was not available for every human being for our entire existence until about 50 years ago.
因为我们窗外的景观大概是在五十年前我们才能够看见耶。
And we sit on the airplane.
然后我们坐在飞机上。
And we complain.
结果我们还在抱怨。
About everything.
就抱怨所有的一切。
The seats are too narrow.
这个座位太窄了。
The food.
这个食物。
It's horrible.
有够难吃。
Don't chicken or fish is not option when they both taste bad.
如果鸡肉跟鱼都不好吃的话，都不要选了嘛。
And we complain. Have you ever gone on an airplane? You watch the screen and you complain about having nothing to watch.
然后你有没有坐在飞机上看着那个荧幕，然后就抱怨说啊，没有什么好看的。
And you realize your butt is sitting on a chair at few kilometers in the sky, going at 900 kilometers per hour.
然后你有没有想象过你的屁股现在坐在这个位置上，而这个坐的位置是在天空上面，是900公里的速度在行驶。
If your ancestor could see you right now, he would think you are a god.
如果你的祖先现在可以看见你吗？肯定因为你是神呢。
And we complain about everything.
但是我们依然在抱怨。
And so this comedian, I watched this one time, he put it this way. He says, we live in a world where everything is incredible, but nobody is amazed.
所以有一次有一个这个喜剧演员这样说，他说我们活在一个呢一切都令人惊奇的世界，但却没有人感到惊奇。
Everything is incredible.
所有的都让人感到惊奇。
I can go to Singapore in 5 hours.
我五个小时就可以到新加坡。
I can go back to Canada in 14 hours.
我十四个小时就可以回到加拿大。
In one day, I can be back there. Wow!
在一天之内，我就可以回到那里耶。Wow!
But nobody's amazed.
但是却没有人感到惊奇。
And yet God said in what we just read, I want you to be amazed.
但是神刚刚在他的话语里面说，我要你必惊奇不已。
He says, "I want you to watch and be amazed."
我要你仔细查看，并且惊奇不已。
Are you a person who's amazed at things?
你会不会是常常感到惊奇的人
？Are you a person who goes, "Wow"?
你会不会常常说 "Wow"?
Wow!
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 Or are you a person who goes, "Eh"?
或是常常嗯，还好啦，
嗯，
还好，
嗯。What's amazement?
惊奇是什么？
It's this. It's just wow.
就是常常说 wow.
Literally, I sat there. I kid you not. I sat there for about 30 minutes thinking, how do I define amazement for you guys?
我那时候坐在那边，我在想说要怎么样定义惊奇。我在那边 Google 在查询。
I was looking at the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
我也看看不同的字典。
I was looking at you know the original Hebrew. I was looking at all these. I'm like, how do I define it for people?
我也在看我们的原文。我在想说怎么定义惊奇嘞。
And I said it with wow.
然后我就是说 wow.
It's just wow.
就是 wow.
It's a sense that I can't believe I get to be a part of what God is doing.
这个惊奇是我不敢相信我可以参与在神在做的事情。
Not too long ago, somebody invited me to go to the country and speak at a conference.
不久之前，有人邀请我到另外一个国家，在他们的特会里面讲道。
And the day I arrived, they bought us to eat.
然后呢，当我抵达的时候，他就带我们去吃饭。
And so me and a couple of us, our team, and we're sitting in the restaurant, and this guy turned to me, one of the hosts, and he says, "Peter, I can't believe you're here."
所以我跟我们的团队就一起在跟接待我们的一起吃饭。他就说 ，Peter, 我不敢相信你现在人在这。
I can't believe you actually said yes.
我不敢相信你竟然答应要来耶。
And I said to him.
然后我就对他说
I can't believe you invited me.
我不敢相信你会邀请我。
Like of all the preachers out there, you invited me.
这世界上所有的讲员，你竟然邀请了我。
No, I say that because, and I mean it.
我这样说，我真的，我是认真的。
Because I made a resolution in my heart, in the past that whatever room I'm in, I want to.Be appreciated that I just get to be in the room.
因为我跟我自己这样说，不管我在哪一个空间里面，我想要就是感谢我可以在这个空间。
I want to be appreciated that God would put me there.
我想要感激神，他把我摆在这里。
I don't ever want to get to a place in my life where wherever I am, I feel like, well, I deserve it. Yeah, I should. They should have.Ask me sooner. They should have opened the door for me sooner to come in.
我不想要在我人生任何时候，是我走进一个地方说，对，这是我应得的，我应该要在这里。
Because something, Because I want to stay amazed.
因为我想要保持惊奇。
I want to stay amazed at whatever situation God puts me in.
因为想要保持，不管神把我摆在哪个地方，我都感到惊奇。
Because I know something core inside of us dies when that sense of amazement dies.
因为我知道我们自己很核心的一个地方会死去，如果我们失去了惊奇。
This reminds me of the story of Moses.
因为这让我想到摩西的故事。
Now it says in Exodus chapter 3,
这个在出埃及记第三章
we get a glimpse of where Moses was in his life.
我们就看见摩西他现在生命的处境
It says now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. Now he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from the bush. Moses saw, though the bush was on fire, did not burn up.So Moses thought, I will go over and see the strange sights. Why the bush does not burn up?
出埃及记第三章，摩西为岳父米甸祭司叶特罗放羊。一天，他领着羊群穿越旷野，来到上帝的山何烈山。忽然有耶和华的天使在荆棘的火焰中向他显现。摩西看见荆棘虽然在燃烧，却没有被烧毁。摩西想，我要过去看这奇异的景象。荆棘为什么没有被烧毁呢？
Now, if this is the first time you read about Moses, you would think he's just some random shepherd in the middle of nowhere.
如果这是你第一次听说摩西的话，你大概会以为他是一个不知名的牧羊人在旷野当中。
But he's not.
但他不是。
Moses had a very extraordinary beginning.
摩西他的出生一点都不平凡。
When he was born,
他出生的时候
the ruler of Egypt at the time, the Pharaoh, he had an edict where he wanted to kill every male born to a Hebrew woman.
那时候在埃及的法老王他想要杀掉所有希伯来的男婴
So he was born at a time
所以他出生的时代
When all these other Hebrew boys were being slaughtered
所有其他希伯来人的男婴都在被杀坏
placed him in a basket
但是他的妈妈把他放在一个篮子里面
And put him on a river
然后就把他放在一个河流
And drifted him down
顺着河流流下去
That took a lot of faith
这有很多的信心在当中
I mean, I wouldn't be able to do that for my kid.
我没办法这样对我的孩子。
And she trickled along the river, and then 好死不死就 like 好死不死
反正 happened.
It just so happened. Yeah, yeah. I was going to say,
好死不死
die, something 好死好死不死 It just so happened that the daughter of Pharaoh was there and picked this baby up.
然后妈妈就跟着这个河流一起看，然后就这么恰巧的一个埃及的她的公主就把她拎起来
and took him home.
然后最后就把她带回家。
现在有些真的是零到六岁政府帮你养 ，This is
our government policy.
They copy this one. They copy this. They copy this. He.
他们是学这个，这个政策是学这个的，政策是学我们摩西的。
That's an extraordinary birth.
你知道这个是一个一点都不平凡的出生。
Your birth and my birth was not that eventful. The most eventful thing that will happen to us is I have jaundice and I need to 照一下光而已 and that's it. That's like the most exciting thing about my birth.
你知道我你我的出生都没有这么的有精彩，可能最多是需要照一个光或者什么。
那黄疸太多要照。
OK， 黄疸太多。
But this is an extraordinary birth.
但这是一个一点都不平凡的开始。
But his life also went through an extraordinary failure.
但是他的人生也经过一个一点都不平凡的失败。
Because he knew he was Hebrew.
因为他知道他是一个希伯来人。
And his heart burned for his people.
他的心是为着他的人民在燃烧的。
So one time when he saw his people being mistreated by an Egyptian, he slayed the Egyptian.
所以有一次他看见希伯来人被一个埃及人在错待的时候，他就把这埃及人给杀了。
And he went on.The run, he had to run away.
然后他就得要跑路了。
And many years later,
很多年之后
here he is,
他现在在这里
in the middle of nowhere,
在旷野当中
tending sheep,
在牧羊。
Was this what Moses had pictured for his life?
这个是摩西他的人生规划吗？
No,
不是。
Did Moses want to go back to Egypt to rescue his people?
摩西会不会想要回到埃及呢，去救他的人民呢？
Maybe,
也许有可能。
But at this moment, was Moses indifferent about life?
但在这个时刻,
because part of him has died.
是不是呢？他已经对人生感到无感了呢？
You bet.
肯定的。
He was indifferent about life at this point.
在这个时候，他已经对人生感到无感了。
And here's the thing about being indifferent.
然后有的时候关于无感。
We always drift into indifference.
我们都是渐渐的感到无感。
Now this is true whether things are going well or not.
不管神事情是如你所愿或是不是。
Because indifference always happens gradually.
因为无感总是渐渐发生。
And yet the effects of it are felt immediately.
但是呢，它所带出来的后果是马上能够感受到的。
They're felt all of a sudden.
突然你就感受到了。
All of a sudden, what used to put a smile on your face makes you yawn.
所以突然呢，原本会让你微笑的事情，突然让你感觉到很想睡。
All of a sudden, what used to excite you,
以前会让你感到兴奋的
makes you feel indifferent.
就让你觉得啊，没什么。
Do you know why Moses was curious about the fire?
你知道为什么摩西他会对于这个火焰感到好奇？
Because the fire reminded him of something that he had.But lost.
因为这个火焰让他想起他一个曾经所拥有但他失去的。
And some of you know all too well that what that feels like.
有些人我们太了解这个感受了。
To lose the fire.
失去了心中那把火那个热情。
To lose the sense of wonder and amazement.
失去那个惊奇那个惊艳。
And that's okay.
因为这也没关系。
Because that's where Moses was.
因为摩西他现在就在这个处境。
That's where he was in life.
这个他是就是他生命的处境。
He had no fire.
他没有任何的火。
So he saw this strange fire.
所以他看见到这个很奇特的火焰。
That's a weird looking fire.
这个火焰看起来很怪耶。
Reminds me of this weird looking fire I used to have in my heart.
也让我想起我曾经在我的心中的这把火。
Christians have a strange fire inside of them. They don't know how to explain to other people.
你知道基督徒我们常常心中有一把火，我们不知道怎么跟别人解释。
What?
什么
Sunday morning?
礼拜天早上
9:30?
九点半
16 degree outside?
外面16度
You what?
你啊
你的床是不够舒服吗
Is your bed not comfortable enough?
What?
什么
Creative team, what? 5 services? Wow, Do you get paid for this?
哇我们的创意团队你有被付钱吗为什么要五场聚会
It took me a hard time to explain to my dad years ago that we don't pay any of these people who does the Christmas stuff.
我很多年前花了很多力气跟我的爸爸解释说为什么在台上这些人都没有被执行。
He's like, what?
他说，
哈？他唱的这样子你没有给他钱？
He sings so well and you're not paying him?
他们这样跳舞你没有付他钱？
They're dancing like this and you're not paying them?
It's strange, isn't it?
很奇怪，对不对？
It's strange.
很奇怪。
It's strange.
很奇特。
It's strange. But when Moses saw this fire,
摩西看到这个火焰的时候，
it reminded him of what he had.
就提醒他他曾经拥有的。
But I'm not here to make you feel bad about losing that fire.
但我不是要让你对于失去这把火有感到罪恶感。
I'm here to simply ask.
但是我要问你，
Is there still a spark?Of wonder inside of you.
在你里面是否还有一个惊奇的火花在你的里面？
Is there a voice in you that says, "I wonder if there's more"?
有没有一个声音在你里面问说，我好奇是不是还有更多？
I wonder if something can change.
我想问是不是有一个东西可以被改变？
Moses did not have the fire.
摩西他也许没有那把火了。
But he had a spark of wonder.
但是他有一个火花。
I wonder what's going on over there.
我在想象那边在发生什么事情啊。
I wonder why is that fire like that?
为什么那个火焰长这样
子？ So Moses thought, verse 3, I will go over and see the strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. Verse 4, when the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him.
第三节这边说摩西想我要过去看这个奇异的景象荆棘为什么没有被烧掉呢耶和华上帝看见他要上前观看就从荆棘丛里 呼唤他说摩西摩西
paying attention the Lord's like I'm going to see if Moses will respond to this
上帝就在看说哦，我看看摩西会不会回应这个我开始一个火
he's watching Moses
然后就在看摩西
is he going to go
摩西会不会就
or is he going to go wow
摩西会不会说 wow
I better figure out what's going on.
我最好过去那边看看发生什么事。
And when God saw Moses step forward,
当上帝看见摩西往前观看
don't underestimate simply stepping forward.
你不要低估，当我们只是往前踏一步。
And he saw him step forward.
当他看见他往前大踏一步，他就向他来呼喊。
Some of you are waiting for God to call you before you will step forward.
有些人在等待神，他要先呼叫你，你才要往前。
Step forward.
但是摩西先往前。
Because he had a sense of wonder.
因为他有一个惊奇啊。
And God started to speak to him.
啊，神就开始对他说话。
God started to speak to him.
神就开始对他说话。
So you can choose to live like Moses,
所以你可以选择活得
with a sense of wonder,
像一个摩西一样。
Or you can choose to live life like the Israelites,
或是你可以活得像以色列人一样。
Who saw more miracles in the wilderness than any of us combined?
他们在旷野里面所见证的奇迹比我们任何人都还多。
And yet somehow managed to have more complaints than any of us combined.
但是也比任何人，我们所有加起来都还喜欢抱怨。
And they died right there in the wilderness.
而他们就死在旷野中。
Because everything was incredible, but nobody was amazed.
因为一切都是非常让人惊奇，却没有人感到惊奇。
There's about 10 incidents. There's 10, actually not about. There's exactly 10 incidents recorded in the Bible of them complaining.
大概有十次在记载在圣经当中是关于他们的抱怨。
I'm going to just pick one.
我只选一个。
Numbers chapter 11,
民数记第十一章
verse 4,
第四节。
Now the rabble among them began to crave for the food, and again, you're going to complain again, the Israelites started wailing and said, if only we had meat to eat. Now I understand that, I gotta be honest. I do understand that. 我第一次去到 Mia Cucina, and I realized it was a vegetarian restaurant.
第一次去到 Mia Cucina, 我发现它是蔬食，它是素食的。
What? I'm going to pay 400 ND for.
我要付400块钱。
For 茄子。
但是 eggplant, just for eggplant.
He says, we remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic.And now we have lost our appetite because we never see anything but this manna.
他们中间有一群乌合之众贪恋美食，以色列人也哭着，代表再一次的哭着说：“要是有肉吃多好啊！”还记得在埃及的时候，我们不花钱就可以吃鱼，还有黄瓜、西瓜、韭菜、葱和蒜。我们现在毫无胃口，眼前除了玛拿以外什么都没有，非常明确。
Yeah, finally, the garlic,
蒜
the 六星葱
the scallions,
哦，三星葱。对不起，我吃的比较高级的虫，你们只有到三星，我只有到六星。OK 啊，对不起。
The six stars, sorry, scallion.
三星虫。Oops, oops, oops. See, yeah, everything is just more in my mind, you know.
在我的脑中总是看更多。
They say this. They said at no cost, we got to eat all this food at no cost.
他说我们不花钱就可以吃这一切。
At no cost?
不花钱呢、欸、
Really no cost?
没有任何代价吗
？He's like, yep.
他说对。
Yeah, we didn't have to go to a grocery and take out my credit card. No, no cost.
对啊，我们根本不用去超市，也不用掏出我的信用卡就可以吃嘞、
欸。What about the cost of you being a slave?
那如果是你当奴隶的代价呢？
That's the cost.
这就还是代价。
I could preach a sermon right now about the hidden cost of being in bondage, but I'm not.
我知道，我现在就可以讲一个就是在the hidden cost.
The hidden cost of being in bondage, 在捆绑中的
隐藏的代价。
But I won't.
但我现在就我现在不讲哈。
But just know this.
但知道。
It's always the cost that you don't see that gets you at the end.
知道那些看不见的代价，后面它是最大的代价。
A lot of things in life you think it's free.
很多事情你都以为是免费的。
But it costs you a lot.
但它是有代价。
Sure, Instagram is free.
IG 是免费的。
Scrolling on Instagram is free.
一直滑是免费的。
But if it makes you compare your life to everybody else, it's costing you. Your peace.
但如果他开始让你跟别人在比较的话呢，他的代价就是你的平安。
There's a hidden cost.
要有一个看不见的代价。
And here's the thing about complaining.
然后关于抱怨。
We think complaining has no cost.
我们以为抱怨不会有任何代价。
Who is it harming? It's not harming anybody.
我没有在害谁啊。
It's not. It's just words.
不过是话语而已。
It's just air.
不就是空气而已？
只是发个牢骚而已。
只是发个牢骚。Just complaining.、Yeah.
But these winds come together and form a tornado and uproot whatever it is God's trying to build in your life.
你知道这些的空气全部聚集在一起，就是个龙卷风，连根拔起神他正在扎根的事情。
There is a cost to complaining.
你知道抱怨是有代价的。
And I'm not even just talking about the complaining words you say to other people.
我在说的不只是你对别人说的抱怨的话。
I'm talking about those words you murmur to yourself.
甚至那些你对自己轻声说的话。
You know what murmur is? You just say to your heart, like.
只是轻声的对自己在那边小小声的说。
That's called murmur, right?
然后这是窃窃私语。
I wonder why murmur sounds like murder.
不知道为什么英文里面在窃窃私语听起来像谋杀。
Murmur, murder, because it kills your joy.
因为这个会扼杀你的喜乐。
It kills your joy.
会扼杀你的喜乐。
It kills your joy.
扼杀你的喜乐。
They say.The number one killer of Americans is heart disease.
他们说，美国人的头号杀手是心脏病。
And the number one killer of joy is complaint.
你知道喜乐的头号杀手就是
抱
怨。
They say we never see anything but this manna.
但是我在我们眼前除了玛纳以外什么都没有。
What a ridiculous thing to say!
你知道这个讲的也太夸张了吧？
Perhaps one of the most ridiculous statements you can find in the entire Bible.
这是最荒唐，大概在整个圣经里面最荒唐的一句话了。
We never see anything but this manna.
除了玛纳以外，我们什么都看不见。
You mean the bread that falls from heaven?
你说这个从天而降的面包吗？
Every day,
每一天
in front of your door,
就在你的门前
and fed you,
就会喂饱你。
We never see anything but this manna.
除了玛纳以外，我们什么都看不见。
We never see anything but this gift from heaven.
除了这个从天而降的礼物以外，我们什么都看不见。
All your moms, you know what I'm talking about because you want to say that to your kid, right?
所有的母亲都了解我在说什么。
妈妈又是吃这个哦
Oh, mom, we're having this again.
You mean the one that I rush home from work and cook up? I'm speaking from prison to myself because I complain sometimes too.
在对我自己说话，因为我会抱怨。
You mean the food that I rush home, cook in 45 minutes, wash the kids, put it on the table, and you sit down? You're like, oh, 这是什么？
你说我这个下班之后呢，赶回家，然后45分钟煮完，然后把孩子洗好澡，然后放在你们眼前的时候，你说，这是什么？
Do you find yourself complaining about things that you used to find amazing?
你有没有发现你自己开始抱怨一些你以前觉得惊奇的事
？Because I bet that first day manna fell from the sky, they were amazed.
因为我相信第一天当玛纳降临的时候，他们非常惊奇。
I bet you on that second day they were still amazed.
第二天他们依然惊奇。
Oh, wow! It happened again.
哇，又发生了。
What's going to happen the next day?
Oh,
like Moses said.
隔天会不会还要发生呢
？Third day, wow!
第三天，哇
！And after a month goes by.
那是一个月之后。
After they start expecting it to happen every day,
一个月之后，他们每一天都期待它会发生了。
They start being amazed by it.
他们就不再感到惊奇了。
And they find themselves complaining about what they used to find amazing.
他们开始抱怨他们以前觉得惊奇的事。
And we do that all the time.
而我们也常这样做。
2 years ago, you love how spontaneous your girlfriend is.
两年前，哦，你那个很随性的女朋友，什么都可以，
你
超爱她这边的。
Wow,
so fun with you. 啊，跟你在一起好好玩哦。
Now you complain about her not having any plans for the future.
但现在你会抱怨她没有在想未来的规划。
A few months ago, AC was broken in this main hall.
啊，几个月前呢，在我们的主堂这边冷气坏掉。
And now, that's when I know you guys are men and women of God. Because you stuck it through. You were still here for service.
我就知道你们是爱神的人，因为你们依然来参加聚会。
But one particular Sunday, I was in the back, getting ready to come out to preach. It was sweating. We had like fans on. I'm like, I'm sweating.
那时候我在后台，然后准备要上来讲道的时候，我们电风扇都在吹，然后啊，觉得好热，好热。
And I'm complaining in my mind.
我在心里面，我在抱怨。
And I was murmuring in my mind.
那时候我在对我自己那边窃窃私语。
And then I thought to myself,
我就对自己说
，How amazing I felt the first time we stepped into this building.
当我第一次踏进到这个建筑的时候，我有多么的惊奇。
And I didn't have to smell like cigarettes.
那时候我的身上都不用是烟味。
Because we used to meet in a nightclub.
因为以前我们是在夜店里面聚会的。
And we smell like cigarettes.
我们身上都是烟味。
All the time, every Sunday.
每个礼拜天都是烟味。
How quickly I start to complain. About something I used to find amazing.
那很快的，我原本感到惊奇的事，我开始抱怨了。
The food they receive. from heaven.
这个他们领受从天上来的食物。
It's called manna.
这个是玛纳。
Now the word manna.
玛纳这个字。
The Hebrew.
在希伯来原文。
Actually means.
它的意思是。
What is it?
这是什么？
It's a question.
它是一个问题。
Because manna fell, right?
因为玛纳它当它从天而降的时候。
What is it?
就会说这是什么？
And that's a good question, isn't it?
这是一个很好的问题，对吗？
What is it?
这是什么？
Because whatever miracle, whatever work God has done in your life, you have to answer what is it to you.
因为不管神他在你的生命当中做了什么样的事情，什么样的奇迹，你总是要问你自己，这是什么？
Jesus saved you on the cross. That's a fact.
耶稣他为你死在十字架上，救赎了你，这是真的。
But what does that salvation mean to you?
但是这个救赎对你的意义是什么？
Is it just something nice?
只是一个很好的事情。
Something that upgrade your life a little bit?
一个让帮助你生命可以更升级的事。
Or did it change everything for you?
还是他改变了一切。
God gave you that job.
神他赐给你这份工作。
But what is it to you?
但对你来说是什么？
What is it to you?
对你来说又是什么？
The key to amazement and joy is not what God has done for me.
你知道他在我们的惊奇当中呢，这个关键不是神他已经为我做了什么。
It's how I think about what God has done for me.
而是我怎么样去理解思考神他为我做了什么。
It's always about how you think.
因为一切都是关乎你如何去看待。
It's always about how you think.
是关于你如何去看待。
So there's a little mental exercise that I do sometimes.
所以有的时候呢，我在我的脑中会做一个活动。
Whenever I start complaining about life,
当我开始抱怨生命的事情。
I start complaining about, you know, whatever it is that God has called me to do and complain about this and that.
当如果我开始抱怨神呼召我做的事情，我抱怨这个那个。
There's a little mental exercise I do.
这个小小的练习。
I think about.
我开始思考。
MSB.
MSB.
Specifically, I think about how God saved MSB.
我会想到神如何救了、拯救了 MSB.
What is MSB?
MSB 是什么？
It's this.
就是这个。
My sorry.But
就是神拯救了我这个烂人。
Of course, the word I actually use when I think about it is not a word, but it's the other word which I would not repeat.
我想的是一个更不好听的字啊，但是我们台上不会讲出来。
So let's just go with MSB.
所以就是我这个烂人。
I think about how God saved me.
我想到神如何拯救我。
I would go back and I would always think about when I was 16 years old in depression.
我会回想当我16岁的时候在忧郁症当中。
I was so afraid of everybody.
我很害怕看见人。
I was afraid to talk to strangers.
我很害怕要跟陌生人讲话。
I was afraid to talk to girls.
我很害怕跟女生讲话。
I wanted to invite girls to school dances, but I was so afraid.
我想要邀一些女生去舞会，但是我太害怕了。
I was so hopeless about life.
那时候我对人生感到绝望。
I was being suspended from school for fighting.
那时候我常常打架，所以就不能去学校。
I think about my sorry butt.
我就想到我这样子的一个人。
And how God saved me.
而神也拯救了我这样的烂人。
Now, I didn't come up with this.
这不是我，这不是我想出来的。
Because how Christians have always learned to stay amazed.
因为基督徒，我们一直以来都是用这样子来保持惊奇。
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved.A wretch like me.
就像我们常听的奇恩典，何等甜美！他拯救了像我们这样的人。
A wretch like me.
一个无助的人。
The word wretch.
你知道这个字 wretch?
We don't use that much in English today.
现在的华语当中不太会用这个字了。
But just know this wretch is simply a 18th century way of saying my sorry butt.
但是就是一个十八世纪的用法来说我这个烂人。
Because the guy who wrote this song.
因为作这个作者。
His name is John Newton.
他的名字是约翰牛顿。
And he used to be a slave trader.
他以前是做黑奴贸易的。
And his life was in utter darkness.
在他的生命当中是在一个很大的黑暗里面。
His life was a mess.
是一个混乱。
He was making money, but it was killing his soul.
但是那时候他在赚钱，但是他的灵魂里面。
And when he got saved,
当他被拯救的时候
，He thought about the darkness God rescued him from.
他就想到神如何拯救他从这黑暗中出来。
And he wrote this song.
而他就写了这首歌。
Amazing grace.
奇异恩典。
How sweet the sound.
何等的甜美。
That's safe.
救赎了
a wretch like me,
一个像我这样的
人 somebody who used to sell people for a living.
以前我是卖人为生的
Here's what's amazing.
知道真正惊奇的
Here's what's amazing.
真正惊奇的
We have a past that's incredibly dark.
我们有个令人无法置信一个很黑暗的过去
But at the same time,
但同时
we have a future that's unbelievably bright in Christ.
在基督里，我们有一个令人无法置信、明亮的未来。
That's amazing.
这才是惊奇的。
That's amazing.
这才是令人惊奇的。
What Christ did for me was a miracle.
基督他为我做的事情是一个神奇。
And so I can treat life like nothing is a miracle, or everything is a miracle.
所以我可以看待生命当中好像是没有奇迹，或者是看见生命处处都是奇迹。
The fact, even for me, like.On Sunday, if there's only one person listening to me preach, that's a miracle.
对我来说也是礼拜天，就算只有一个人在听我讲到，这也是一个神迹。
The fact that I have a wife is a miracle.
我还有一个老婆跟我一起，这是一个神迹。
The fact that I have a team, that's a miracle.
我还有一个团队跟我一起，这是一个
神迹。The fact that you guys are looking at me and I'm screaming, and like thinking to myself, my story, you were listening to this story, but talk about God, that's a miracle.
我不敢想你们坐在这边，还有人在线上观看，听我讲话，听这个烂人讲话。
That's a miracle.
这是一个神迹。
Hebrews chapter 3 verse 7 says this.
希伯来书第三章七节。
So as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as you did in the rebellion. He's referring back to what the Israelites did. During the time of testing in the wilderness, when your ancestors tested and tried me, though for 40 years, they saw what I did.
希伯来书第三章，因此，正如圣灵说，你们今天若听见他的声音，不可心里顽固，像从前在旷野试探他、悖逆他一样。你们的祖先虽然在那里观看我的作为40年之久，却仍然视我、看我。
For 40 years, they saw what God did.
四十年，他们看见神所做
的。Miracles after miracles after miracles.
是神迹，再有神迹，再有神迹。
Manna after manna after manna.
玛纳再有玛纳。
Victories after victories after victories.
得胜再得胜。
But they were in school for 40 years.
但你知道他们那时候是受教育的40年。
But they never got the degree.
但他们都没有得到这个文凭。
They never graduated.
也没有毕业。
Why?
为什么?
Hebrews says because their hearts were hard.
在希伯来书说因为他们的心里顽固。
But people's hearts are never hard to begin with.
你知道但是人从一开始心里不是这样子顽固的。
People's heart turns hard over time.
但是慢慢渐渐的越来越刚硬
See, every time, every day you have to answer this question to yourself.
每当每一天你需要向你自己回答这个问题
What is the work of God to you?
神他所做的事对我的意义是什么
And every time you answer that question wrong,
每当你回答错误
your heart grows a little bit harder.
你的心就渐渐变得
And your heart grows a little bit colder.
或是变得更加的冷淡。
Every time you answer these questions wrong,
每当你答错
your heart becomes hard.
你的心就越来越刚硬。
So you look over at your husband who is snorting.
所以你就看你的老公，他在那边打呼。
And you say that pig.
就想啊，这个猪啊。
Your heart grows a little bit hard.
你的心就开始变得更刚硬。
Every time you look at the ministry roster schedule.
每一次你看着这个服事团队的班表。
You say, ah, 害我没有社交。
I don't have a social life because of it.
Your heart grows a little bit harder.
你的心就变得越来越刚硬。
Every time you look at your teammates,
每次当你看到你团队里面的人
they don't appreciate me.
他们都不感谢我。
Your heart grows a little bit harder.
你的心就变得更刚硬。
And yet God says the solution isn't to keep showing you new things.
但神说真正解决方法不是给你看更多的新事。
Because he tried that with the Israelites.
因为他对以色列人就是讲说，但没有功，没有用。
So instead of doing new things before your eyes,
所以呢，他不是在你的眼前做新事。
He says, "I'll do a new thing in your heart."
他是要在你心里做新事。
I'll do a new thing in your heart.
他说我要在你的心里做新事。
I will make your heart like a child again.
我要让你回转像小孩子一样的心。
Everything about a child is tender. The skin is tender.
你知道每一个关于孩子的，他们都好柔软，他们的皮肤、他们的耳朵。
The ears, everything is so tender.
一切都好柔软。
And so Jesus says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 3, he says, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like one of these little children." Tender little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以在马太福音十八章第三节说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变得像小孩子那样，这样的柔软，绝不能进天国。
Becoming a child is not about being naive.
回转像小孩子不是天真。
Because kids are not that naive.
因为孩子也没这么天真，他们也没这么天真。
I look at Rafi. I'm like, oh, this boy needs a lot of work.
想着我的儿子 Rafi， 又想啊，他有很多要努力的。
Oh, there's a story picking up. We're not gonna say it. It's just, yeah, it's just so funny. It was so funny, and it made me so worry about Rafi at the same time. Something he said to me this week.
有一次他跟我这周跟我讲的话，同时让我觉得很搞笑，但、
like so、
也让我非常担忧。
I'm like, oh, no, I'm not gonna have a lot of work to do.
我在想说，哦，我未来还有很多工作要做。
So being a kid is being a child is not about being naive.
所以回转向小孩不只是天真而已。
It's being filled with a sense of amazement.
而是被惊奇所充满。
That's what being a child is.
这才是回转向小孩子。
And when did you stop being a child?
而什么时候你停止像一个小孩子了呢？
Sometimes,
有的时候
it's us who got old, and God.Who stay young.
是我们变老了，但上帝依然年轻。
Because he's filled with amazement.
因为上帝他是一个充满惊奇的神。
And the father always wants his child to be filled with the same sense of amazement and wonder that he has.
而一个父亲他总是希望他的孩子跟他一样充满了惊奇跟惊艳。
When God saved me.
当神他救赎了我
It opened up my eyes to see the world.
他打开了我眼睛，让我看见这个世界。
I realized the world is wonderful.
我才发现真正美好的。
Wonder. The world is a playground.
这个世界就像一个游乐场一样。
So much I can do.
有好多我可以做的事情。
That's what God did for me.
这是神他为我做的。
I want my child to have that too.
我想要看见我的孩子。
I want my children to have that.
能够拥有。
I want them to look at the future, look at the world, and be filled with a sense of wonder and amazement.
我想他们看见未来，看见这个世界是充满了惊奇。
A few years ago.
好多年前
Peggy was away on a trip.
那时候 Peggy 我的老婆她在一个 去旅游
Yeah, she, with our team they went to America and Rafi wasn't born yet.
然后跟我们的团队去到美国那时候 Rafi 还没出生
And then so it's just going to be me and Ellie and I.
所以那时候就是我跟 Ellie 而已
And I thought I'm going to take Ellie on a trip. She was about 3-4 at the time.
然后那时候我就想说跟我女儿一起出国旅游，她才三岁四岁。
So I thought, okay, I'm going to take Ellie to somewhere.
所以我就想说我要带 Ellie 去某个地方。
And I don't know where to take her.
我不知道要带她去哪里。
And I felt like, you know what?
我就想
说 Let me just show her how big the world is.
我想说我就让她看世界有多大。
So I show her a map.
所以我就给她看世界地图。
And I said, Ellie.
我说 Ellie.
Pick any country on the map.
你就选任何在地图上的国家
，and Daddy will take you there.
然后爸爸就会带你去。
Now, it's a Google Map, so I didn't zoom out for the whole world.
我是给他看 Google Map， 所以我没有给他看整个世界地图。
It was just Asia. It was just Asia.
只是亚洲而已。只是亚洲而已。
And she went, boom, Daddy, where is this?
然后他就手指 boom 这里，爸爸这是哪里
？And I said, oh, it's Japan.
他说啊，是日本诶。
What's Japan, Daddy?
是日本是哪里呀
？And I start showing her some pictures of Japan.
所以我开始给她看一些日本的照片。
I said, "We're going to Japan, me and you."
说好，那我跟你就去日本。
So we went to Japan.
所以我们就去到日本。
Just a picture of us in Japan.
那时候我们在日本的照片。
We got to Japan.
我们那时候抵达日本。
Me and a little suitcase, her with her little suitcase.
我跟一个小小的行李箱。
We're on a train.
然后我们在那个电车上。
We're going from the airport to the hotel.
那时候我们从机场要到饭店。
And Ellie's like, wow, these people talk so funny.
然后 Ellie 就说，哦，这些人讲话听起来好笑。
And I said, yeah.And then I said, let's speak Japanese.
然后我就跟他说，对啊，那我们也来讲日文好了。
So I start using all the Japanese I have.
所以我就开始用我所有会的日文。
Yamaha, Honda, Toyota, Nintendo, Mitsubishi. And I start using all the Japanese I know.
所有我会的日文。
And she's, and I say, Ellie, your turn.
然后我就说 Ellie 换你了。
She probably doesn't remember this, but she says, amigo.
他就用这个西班牙文。
I mean, that's Spanish.
用西班牙文。
It's like, oh, girl, you know how to speak in tongues.
然后你可以用那个方言祷告。
And then she discovered eating ice cream from a tube. You know these tube. I mean, they have in Taiwan now too, but it's like these.
管子。
Yeah, 一个这比起你挤到一个管子里面把它挤出来。
Ice cream in a tube.然后就这样吃，第一次这样吃。
And then, so she's like, Daddy, what's this? And it's like, oh, ice cream and tea. I said, that's what astronauts eat.
我就跟他说，太空人是用这样子来吃冰淇淋的。
And then, so she started eating it.
所以他就开始吃。
And at the hotel.
然后在饭店。
Every night we go back to the hotel.
我们就回到饭店的时候。
Our room is at the end of the hallway.
因为我们的房间在最后一个。
So we would knock on all the doors.
所以我们就会敲所有的门。
Boom, 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 boom. And we would run into our room.
然后就这样恶作剧就跑到我们的房间里面。
And then went to a castle.
啊，那时候我们去到一个城堡。
I pretended to be a prince.
然后我们就假装当王子跟公主。
She pretended to be a princess.
她假装当一个公主。
And we dance.
然后我们就一起跳舞。
Because that's what a father does.
因为这就是一个父亲会做的事。
So that you can be filled with wonder.
所以你可以充满惊奇。
Look at the nations and watch.
看着这列国。
Look at your life and watch.
看着你的生命。
For I'm about to do something.
因为我要做的事。
That you would not believe.
是会让你惊奇不已。
Even if you were told.
就算我告诉你，你也不会相信。就算我告诉你，你也不会相信。
Even if you were told.
就算我告诉你，你也不会
相信。God wants you to stay amazed.
神，他要你保持一个惊奇的心。
I want you to have a sense of wonder about what God wants to do in your life.
我想要你对于神要在你生命当中做的事感到惊奇。
And I want you to have a sense of wonder of what God's going to do through this church.
是神，他透过这个教会所做的事。
God started to speak to me about what God wants to do through the church. I don't know exactly what it is, but I just felt God said, "Be amazed, be amazed, stay amazed, get ready to be amazed."
但是我神一直在对我说，他要透过这个教会所做的事情，我不知道是什么，但是神就叫我保持惊奇。
There's only two things you need to remember for today.
今天只有两件事你要记得。
Anticipate.
要记得是期待。
And participate.
并且参与。
Anticipate.
期待。
Participate.
参与。
Anticipate.
期待。
Participate.
参与。
It's time to jump back in.
要是时候回来了。
It's time to jump back in.
是时候回到我们当中。
Be the child God created you to be.
回转向小孩子。
Be filled with a sense of wonder.
并且充满你自己是保持惊奇的心。
I am amazed at this church.
这个教会令我感到惊奇。
Be taking a look at the forward offering that's been coming in the past few weeks, and I'm amazed.
看到我们的年终奉献在过去的几个礼拜当中进来，我真的是感到惊奇。
I'm amazed. I can't believe a church this young, and I know, like, I don't.I mean, I guess there might be some really rich people out there, but I don't know any. So, but like, I look at the offering, I'm like, how do y'all?Have this much money.
我看着这一切，我们一个这么年轻的教会就可以有这么多的奉献。
And I know, but I know it's not because it's like one big, just big offer, like lots of riches. But it's every single one of you just giving what God has spoken to your heart to give.
我知道不是一个好像很有钱人他的奉献，而是每一个人你忠心把神呼召给你的那份给出来。
I'm amazed.
我很惊奇。
I'm amazed at what we're gonna do in Taizong next year.
我很惊奇，明年谁要在台中做的事
？I'm fearful too. Don't get me wrong.
但我同时也有担忧。
But I'm amazed.
但是我也感到惊奇。
I'm amazed that a team of them would say, "Yeah, you want me to move to Taizong? Yeah, we'll do it."
很惊奇，会有一个团队人他说，你要我搬去台中？好啊，我愿意。
I'm amazed.
我感到惊奇。
I'm amazed at how this place is getting packed out. So we're gonna have to start another campus in Taipei soon.
我感到惊奇，是我们这个空间快容纳不下了，所以我们在台北需要有另外一个地点。
I'm amazed.
我感到惊奇。
I'm amazed at what God is doing through this church.
我感到惊奇，是神他怎么透过这个教会。
And I'm amazed at what God's going to do in your personal life next year.
而且感到惊奇，神他在明年要在你的生命当中做的事。
Can you please stand up?
我们可不可以一起站立起来？我们一起来到神的面前。
If you could just put your heart, put your hand on your heart.
我们可以一起把手放在心上。
This is my prayer for you.
这是我为你的祷告。
And this is my prayer for myself.
这是我为自己的祷告。
God, I pray right now.
神，我现在祷告。
The God who is more than able.
神，你能够做超乎一切的那位。
More than able to save.
超乎一切能够救赎我们。
More than able to redeem.
超乎一切可以救赎我们。
More than able.
超乎一切。
More than able.
超乎一切。
God who's more than able.
神，你是那超乎一切的神。谢谢你。
That you would make my heart like a child again.
你会让我的心回转向小孩
子。Maybe there was a time in our life when circumstances tells us to stop being a child.
也许在我们生命当中，环境告诉我们不要再像小孩了。
Disappointments.
失望。
Indifferences.
无感。
That come in and the fire has died.
进到我们的里面，所以浇熄了我们那份火。
But today we come before you.
但神，我们来到你的面前。
I pray that your Holy Spirit would breathe upon us.
我祷告你的圣灵向我们吹气。
Holy Spirit, come.
圣灵，你来。
Prophesy to these hearts.
对我们来说话。
Speak to these hearts.
对我们的心来说语言。
Prophesy to the dry bones.
对这些干枯的骨来说话，来对他们说话。
Say, come alive.
说活过来吧，活过来吧。
Come alive.
活过来吧。
Be soft. Be open.
打开你的心，保持柔软。
Not cynical.
不是一个悲观的。
God help us.
神，你帮助我们。
To anticipate what's coming next.
可以期待接下来要发生的。
And give us the anointing to participate in it.
给我们有一个参与的膏。神，我们颂赞你。
We bless you, God.
神，我们颂赞你。
We bless you, God. Come on,
let's worship. 神，我们颂赞你。我们一起来敬拜。
God, you are more than me.
在这个时刻，来到台前，我要跟你一起祷告。
我想要做一个特别的邀请，我今天是邀请所有的人可以闭下眼睛。也许我们当中有一些人今天来到这个地方，原本就是想说我朋友来，我朋友邀请我来，但在这个过程你的心里面开始有一个火，你的心里面开始有一个 Wow, God is here, 神在这里。我想要邀请所有在我们当中如果还没有接受耶稣基督成为你们生命的主还有救主，我想邀请你现在可以做这个勇敢的决定。你心里面的这个火，这个 wow 的这个感觉，你现在有一个机会可以去回应他。如果你还没有接受耶稣基督的话，当我数到三的时候，我想要请你可以把你的手高高的举起来，不是让我看，而是让跟神看。 Are you ready? 一二三，如果要接受耶稣基督成为你生命的主还有救主，把你的手举起来，把你的生命交给他，回应这个火，回应这个 wow 的感觉。 Wow, wow, 神真的在这里。我想邀请所有的 Hope 的家人可以跟着刚刚举手的人，刚刚做这个决定的人来祷告。我祷告一句，你们祷告一句。亲爱的天父，
亲爱的天父，
我来到你的面前，
我来到你面前，
谢谢你，
谢谢你
赐给我主耶稣基督，
赐给我主耶稣基督，
赐在十字架上，
赐在十字架上，
并且在第三天复活，
并且在第三天复活，
给我一个新的生命，
给我一个新的生命，
我今天，
我今天
来接受他，
来接受他，
成为我生命的主，
成为我生命的主，
还有我的救主，
还有我的救主，
我爱你，
我爱你，
我祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，
我祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名
，Amen。Amen, Amen, Amen.
亲爱的朋友，希望今天的讲道对你来说有很大的帮助，但是不要停在这里，可以把这个影片分享给你觉得有需要的亲朋好友，你也可以订阅这个频道，你就不会 miss 掉任何最新的影片。再来，每个礼拜天都可以邀请你加入在我们 Hope Nation 的一份子，一起在线上加入我们的线上组织。最重要的是，如果今天这个讲道对你有帮助的话，我想邀请你成为我们的一份子，透过奉献可以点选奉献这个钮，加入在我们的 Hope 的大家庭，这样子可以帮助我们把这样的影片，这样的讲道传给更多有需要的人。谢谢你慷慨的给予。